Now, before I lay out my little fantasy here, I need to emphatically state that my parents raised me to be nice to everyone, especially when they need help. And I can't believe I have to write this statement in light of what I was taught. If someone loses everything in a fire, flood, or storm, that person's politics should not matter. Some political leaders, and I use the term leader loosely here, are now saying out loud that perhaps politics should matter when disaster strikes. Okay then, how about this for a mean-spirited plan, fantasy that it is? When it comes time to pay federal taxes, the IRS supplies red and blue color-coded maps of U.S. congressional districts. With those maps comes a document listing the most outrageous, stupid, divisive things members of Congress from each of those districts have said or done. Armed with that information, each taxpayer can then allocate that portion of his or her tax bill slated for disaster relief to specific congressional districts. This way, a blue taxpayer can deny funds to those who are climate change deniers, refer to liberals as a commie, pedophile, woke snowflake mob, or who regularly target the most vulnerable among us for a sick political gain. And the red folks can do the same thing to those they deem enemies of the state. And then we can all live happily ever after, knowing we were able to stick it in someone else's eye when they needed help the most. I'm Andrew Nelson, and that's my perspective.